the song Others, the reason I wanted that, like to have that sang today, I seen this on Bible Gateway this morning. It's taken out of Philippians 2, starting in about 2. It says, "Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." So that was, I had a testimony from my nephew this week. This is not my testimony. This is his testimony. He's probably, I think he's about 33 years old. This guy, he got on drugs really bad. Him and his brother both. They went through several rehabs and stuff, but it didn't really work. And in talking to him, he said that he got down to the point that he had lost everything. He was actually living in an old storage building somebody had. And he was at rock bottom. And I asked him, I said, "Well, how did you get out of it?" He said, "Well, I met the Lord." He said, from that point on, he said he prayed for the wisdom of Solomon, which I thought was a little strange. But I'm telling you what, in talking to him, I mean, I study the Bible quite a bit, but this guy, he knows a lot more than what I know. And I asked him, I said, "How did you learn all this?" He said, "I read." I mean, he don't go to church, never been to church. But he is, this guy will, I mean, he prays for others continuously. He is on his face praying for other people all the time. And this guy is just, I mean, I look at him almost as a genius of the things that he knew in such a short period of time. So my point is, there is a God. When we pray to him for things, he does answer. And this guy is a prime example of that. Now, 2 months ago, he lost his brother, which the two of them, that's all they had basically, was each other. His brother had a motorcycle wreck probably 5 or 6 years ago, and he was really in a bad state of mind. So my nephew was actually teaching him how to write, teaching him all these things. And then he got sick and actually died. So I asked my nephew, I said, "Well, what kept you from going the other way?" I said, "You had two choices. You could either go back to that or you could go forward." And he paused for a little bit, and he said, "Well, I knew that the Lord had took him and had other things for him to do, that his work was done here on this earth." So he said he went to his stepdad's house and he stayed there for 3 months so he wouldn't have to go home to the empty house and things like this. And so he stayed there 3 months till he, or 2 months, till he got back on his feet again. But this guy is really doing good, and he owes all the credit to the Lord. I mean, it just, when you talk to him, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't even go to sleep that night after listening to him talk. I talked to him for 2 or 3 hours. And this guy is just unbelievable to come from what he did to where he is right now in such a short period of time. So God is good. So, amen.